Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to my video podcast, The Best Masters Are the Best Students. And the only way to be a master of anything is to become a master student. What is your teachability quotient? That is the question you need to be asking yourself every single day. In other words, how open, teachable, and coachable are you? And are you actively seeking ways to learn new things? Are you actively seeking ways to improve yourself every single day? Only a student who has this diligence will become a master. And a master is always seeking ways to improve themselves. They are always teachable. A master only becomes a master by becoming a master student. So, enjoy my video podcast, The Best Masters Are the Best Students. Hi, my name is Zakarin, and I help success-minded people create the happy, wealthy, abundant lifestyle you love. In my videos, podcasts, articles, and books at zakarin.com, I reveal the master keys of success, business, money, leadership, relationship, and the law of attraction so that you can create and attract happiness, health, wealth, and abundance and freedom that you desire. All right, here we go. The best masters are the best students. Now, becoming a master of something, whether it is science or spirituality or sports or fitness or business or investing or music or dance or film or art, etc., a true master or Jedi Knight, a true master is one who is the ultimate student, who is always growing, always expanding, always becoming more and more of a master. Becoming a master of something is not like a college degree, and once you achieve a certain level of mastery, you get a diploma and you're now done. Because if you're not constantly growing, then you are dying. And a true master is always open and always learning new things and expanding and evolving and growing. A true master never, ever retires. Retirement is for people who have spent a lifetime doing things that they don't like doing and didn't like doing, and now they retire from the drudgery of that life for the final reward of freedom. But that is not mastery. That is, in my opinion, not living at all. A master instead does what he or she loves doing. A master is a person who is constantly connected to the flow of creativity and who always has a flow of new ideas flowing through them, or who is continually on the journey and the adventure of creating those inspired ideas that they get every day into physical reality. A master is a teacher, for sure, but also a never-ending student who even learns from his or her student. A master understands that everyone is a master, and everyone was born a master with an unlimited ability to create whatever they want and an unlimited ability to achieve and receive the endless supply of amazing new inspired ideas that maybe no one has ever thought of in all of history, and they have the ability to manifest those ideas into physical reality. A true master never ever sees himself or herself as being better or more enlightened or more worthy than anyone else, because their awareness and consciousness and enlightenment and worthiness, etc., is sort of temporary. They're not permanent things. Well, worthiness is a permanent thing, that you are never ever unworthy, but being sort of enlightened, as it were, is more like a temporary thing. It's not a permanent kind of thing that you get a diploma and then you're enlightened forever. These are things that grow and get bigger for sure, but no one has ever achieved 100% 24/7 alignment and quote-unquote enlightenment, because 100% alignment is not really necessary and not even really possible or even really desired by a true master. Because a true master understands the priceless value of being out of alignment. How about them apples? And all that being out of alignment means is, right now, there is a separation between what I want and having what I want, which is always inevitable. And anytime you're desiring anything, there's always a separation between the desire and actually having it. In that instance, my attention right now is temporarily more upon my current reality and a lack of what I want than the reality of having what I want. And that is totally perfect, because great clarity about what I don't want and don't have yet that I do want gives me great clarity about what I do want. And if I did not know what I don't like and don't want, then I wouldn't know what I do want. And a master values the contrast from what they don't want, they don't like, it gives them clarity about what they do want. The master values contrast from that for the clarity that is born from it. And the clarity is the first sign of mastery. When you're clear about what you want, that's the first sign that you are attaining mastery, when you're conscious about what you want. Clarity of knowing what you want is step one on the path of mastery. And step two is the development of the belief that you can and will and do create what you want. And the entire universe is supporting you to do so. And step three is surrender. Allowing. You know you have the support in the universe, and you just allow and surrender and expect your desires to come to you. Step four is witnessing the manifestation of your desires and then reveling in your own mastery of clarity and belief and allowance, as well as your priceless self-worth that you are now able to experience, and the power and your power of creation, because you're able to witness the manifestation of turning your desires into things, into manifesting your desires into things. Now, step four is where you delight in your unlimited, priceless power as a creator on the leading edge of creation, and you revel in your immense, priceless, infinite significance and immense importance as conscious creator of reality. In other words, you recognize and honor your own mastery, your own power, your own worthiness. And step five is where you naturally start attracting students who want to learn your secrets that you have attained from your mastery and from being teachable and coachable. But you recognize that they don't necessarily need your guidance and teachings, because everyone has all the answers within them. But sometimes it is helpful for someone like you to point them in the right direction if they are struggling a bit to access that guidance. So, why am I such an amazing master? And you can say these same things for yourself. So I'm saying them for me. You can say the same things for yourself. So why am I such an amazing master? It is because I am 100% clear about what I want and what is best for me. And what is best for me has nothing to do with anyone else. I don't presume to know what is best for anyone else, because only each person's source knows what's best for them. I am a master because I understand fully that I am an unlimited, all-powerful, immortal creator of universes. And I am not here to save anyone, because no one needs saving. I'm not here to help anyone because become enlightened, because everyone is already enlightened. They have just forgotten this fact. I am a master because I recognize that it is not my job to prove my worth to anyone, including God, and no one needs to prove their worth to me. I am a master because I understand that it is not my job to make anyone else happy, or to make anyone feel loved, or to feel more prosperous, or to be more prosperous, or to be more conscious, or more enlightened, etc., etc. All of those things are only my jobs for me. It is only my job to make myself happy and make myself feel loved and make myself feel prosperous and be abundant, etc. And it is each individual person's job to do the same thing for themselves. I understand that what everyone else thinks, says, or does is none of my freaking business and has nothing to do with me. I understand that I create my own reality and no one else does create my reality for me. Everyone creates their own reality. No one can create my reality, only their own. So again, what other people think, say, and do has nothing to do with my happiness or health or love or prosperity or wealth, freedom, etc., because no one else creates my reality. I am a master because I recognize fully that this is a universe of attraction, not a universe of assertion. And no one can assert their will upon me without me allowing and attracting it in some sort of vibrational way by thinking and feeling and vibrating in a similar way to that. I am a master because I recognize that the best masters are the best students and are always studying and learning and expanding and growing and evolving. And you're either green and growing or you're rotten and dying. Every day I am expanding my desires and expanding my belief levels and expanding my creations because of that is my natural state as a creator of worlds, and that is the natural state of all beings. And last but certainly not least, I am a master because I take none of this creation, this reality, quote unquote, this life on planet Earth too seriously, because I understand that it is all a game, and I understand that the purpose of life is joy, and we are here on Earth in these bodies not to prove our worth, to receive favor from a vengeful, petty, insecure God, but to just have fun creating whatever we want and delighting in our priceless, unlimited power and self-worth as conscious, deliberate creators of reality. We are desire beings because desire is step one of creating what we want. We are here to witness the contrast of life and desire, naturally desire change and improvement and new things that have never existed before. We are all artists creating new priceless works of art through our lives. Our lives are that priceless work of art, and our dreams are that priceless work of art, and we are all happiest when we are in the process of creation. We all feel more fulfilled and excited and inspired when we are in the process of creating our dreams into desire, our dreams and desires into reality, and we are creating those dreams and desires into our lives and on planet Earth and having fun doing it. And you are a master too. You probably have just temporarily forgotten that fact because everyone around you has forgotten that fact and taught you to believe in limitation and to believe in your own the lie of your own unworthiness, or to believe that you're helpless, powerless victim, or that you're sinful or faulty in some sort of way, and that's all a blatant lie. None of those things could be farther from the truth. You are source God all that is in a human body with the unlimited power to create anything that your heart desires. So get to it, Master Creator. Start creating your dreams and desires into your physical reality, because you're either green and growing or you're rotting and dying. You're either green and creating what you want, creating your dreams and desires into physical reality, or you're avoiding and denying and repressing your dreams and desires, and then you are decaying and dying. It is as simple as that. And if you'd like my help to get you pointed in the right direction, to help you become a conscious, joyful creator of your reality, then I am more than happy to offer you a free guidance and coaching session. Just click the link in this post. Go to freesession.info. I look forward to meeting you. I look forward to playing with you. I look forward to creating with you, co-creating with you, co-creating heaven on earth with you, and helping you create an absolutely wonderful, amazing, joyful, prosperous, fun, and adventurous life. So I hope you got something from this video podcast. Share it with your friends. Bless some of these amazing teachings. Come visit me at zakhyron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, amazing creator of reality. Go get yourself any of the free goodies that I have available to you on my website at zakhyron.com. My name is Zakhyron, and I help success-minded people create a positive mindset to propel your life to unlimited heights of success and fun and joy. Thanks again for watching this video and listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!